Thank you, Mr. President. I thought since the resolution had all been approved by you, I was only coming to say thank you for electing us. But since they say as you give a summary, I will go to it. Mr. President, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Dr. Chan, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I present this report of the work of Committee A during the 66th World Health Assembly. Committee A concentrated on technical and health matters this year. Agenda was extensive and many items crucial to the improvement of health. We heard many interventions and had lengthy and productive deliberations. And as a result, Committee A has approved 10 resolutions and 2 decisions. The 10 resolutions approved pertain to program and budget matters, 2 resolutions. 12th, General Program of Work 2014-2019 and Program Budget 2014-2015. Amendments to the Financial Regulations and Financial Rules, Non-Communicable Diseases, 4 resolutions. Towards Universal Eye Health, Global Action Plan 2014-2019. Draft Comprehensive Mental Health Action Plan 2013-2020. Disability and follow-up to the political declaration of the high-level meeting of the General Assembly to the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Promoting health through life-saving life course, 2 resolutions. Implementation of the recommendation of the United Nations Commission on Life-Saving Commodities for Women and Children and Health in the post-2015 UN Development Agenda and Neglected Tropical Diseases. The 2 decisions approved pertain to financing of the WHO and Program Budget 2014-2015. I wish to take this opportunity to highlight 3 items which were the focus of enthusiastic and extensive debate. The resolution on the General Program of Work is the high-level strategic vision of WHO's work over the next 6 years and reflects on the changing political, economic, and societal settings in which WHO is working. A number of states recognize and highlighted the current epidemiological and demographic trends in which impact people's health and health systems in countries. They also acknowledged the importance in keeping under review both the context in which the WHO is working and the changes to health that will result through the next 6 years period of the GPW. The resolution on the follow-up of the political declaration of the high-level meeting of the United Nations General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases includes a global action plan covering the period 2013-2020. Member States welcome the action plan and underline that it will support governments in their efforts to attain the set of 9 voluntary global targets by 2025, including the target related to a 25% relative reduction in the overall mortality of NCDs. Progress will be measured using a set of 25 indicators applied across regional and country settings to monitor trends and to assess progress in the implementing national strategies and plans on non-communicable diseases. Member states also requested the Secretariat to complete a number of new assignments before the end of 2013. The implementation of the International Health Regulations item opened with an update by the WHO Secretariat and the delegation of Saudi Arabia on the recent emergence of novel coronavirus and the history of emergence and response to the virus to the delegates to date. Delegates expressed strong support for the international health regulation and highlighted WHO's crucial role in assisting countries. Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Director General and staff, it has been a privilege and an honor to serve as Chair of Committee A. It has also been extremely stimulating to witness member states in their tireless quest to come to a compromise and understanding to tackle public health challenges across the world. I would like to acknowledge with gratitude my fellow officers of Committee A, the Vice Chairs, Dr. Lester Ross of the Solomon Islands, and Dr. Sania Nesta of Pakistan, and our reporter, Dr. Victor Cuba Ore of Peru. Of course, none of the committee's work would have been possible without the dedication and professionalism of the Secretariat of Committee A. I thank very much Dr. Tim Armstrong, Secretary to the committee, and his team for their hard work and patience in facilitating the smooth running of the committee. I thank you, Mr. President, for your leadership of this assembly. I also commend the vice presidents and rapporteurs for their efforts in making the smooth, well-held assembly a successful one. To Director General Dr. Chan, I extend my appreciation for her contribution and for during our deliberation and for her steadfast commitment to the organization. Two more people to thank. I thank the RD of the Africa region for putting my name in nomination that made me to become chair of this committee. And I thank Jeannie Murcott, my speech writer, who speaks, I'm reading. Mr. President, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Dr. Chan, ladies and gentlemen, I wish all of you a good health and safe return to your homes and families. Thank you.